Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited our good friend Gene Marks is back. Gene is an old friend, the author of a number of books, including In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. He's also the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, and I think we just lost him, but we're going to get him back, and we'll get him back on the line here in a second. But Gene is, many of you have seen Gene's writings in the business journals. He's, I think he's up on Huffington Post right now these days, and on a number of other publications. He's been in television. Many people have seen him doing interviews, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, we'll have him back on the line here in a second. One of the things that Gene did last week was to talk about Entrepreneurship Week. Global Entrepreneurship Week, right, Gene?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Jim. I mean, Global Entrepreneurship Week was a big thing. You know, last week it was celebrated in about 123 countries around the world. And, yeah, I tell you, I mean, you must have seen this over the past 14, 15 years that you've been doing this,
Yep. That,
you know, the amount of events celebrating entrepreneurs and entrepreneurships, I mean, have really become
isn't it great?
Prominent.
Back in the day, 14, 15 years ago, when I started doing this, and you probably about the same time. I mean, there were very few resources, very little actual interest and support and buzz or really underpinning of small businesses. Not even a fraction of what it is today, and I think that's a good thing, don't you?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's not only the events, but you have to admit the proliferation of experts and support of websites. Guys like you and me, Anita mm-hmm. Campbell, Raymond Ray, I mean, guys that are out there that are supporting the small business community, it's really grown over the past few years. It's wonderful.
Well, and you know, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Those are a lot of great folks and many others out there that, you know, I've had people say to me, why do you have people like Marks and Ray and those people? Aren't they your competitors? And I say, you know what? There's too much work to do and not enough people to do it.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's 30 million small businesses that are out there. And, you know, we are all, you know, talking about the same thing. We all have the same goals. We're trying to help small businesses succeed.
And it's
like anything else. I always think about comedians when they go on stage, you know, saying, oh, don't they feel competitive? But maybe they do, but they understand that everybody has their own style and their own sense of advice, and people need to hear different points
of view. That's exactly right.
Get help from different sources.
People would probably be amazed to learn how many people I've helped start their own radio, their own small business radio program.
I believe it.
There's just too much to do. And it's not. And I'll tell you something else, Gene. It's not just the 30 million in the United States. It's the hundreds of millions around the world. Because before you and I end our career, we're gonna have more and more influence on global entrepreneurship. And they're going to need to hear those folks over there are where America was 50 years ago with regard to getting support for entrepreneurship. And in a lot of the third world countries,
Right. And
they're going to need folks like us to be available to them, to help them, and I'm planning on being right here to do it. And so there's a lot of work to do, but I'll tell you, Gene, back in '98, I predicted that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur, and it's really shaping up that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I tell you, Jim, it's funny when you talk about your sort of outsizing your expertise. I mean, we are right now, you and I giving our expertise as much as we can to small business people that listen to us. But you're right around the world. And when small business owners I talk to look for areas of growth, you know, I always look and say, you know, Africa, many of the countries in Africa are expected to grow 10 to 15% their economies over the next 5 to 10 years. And they're going to be looking for American expertise to help them grow their industries. And I think, gee, you know, even if you're a manufacturer of floor tiles or you distribute wood products, similar companies like that are going to be opening and are opening up in countries, you know, in Africa, for example, where, you know, those people, those small business owners here might be able to have some revenue opportunities by consulting with them, just like you and I are going to hopefully have opportunities to help small businesses in other countries.
Well, and see, the thing is, that's another reason why a pretty significant part of our programming over the years has been to help small business owners get educated on exporting, whether it be exporting products or ideas. But you're right.
Right.
I mean, folks, we have to remember a lot of the world still looks to America for leadership in a number of industries. And that's an export opportunity, and we have to get better at that. And there's another thing I want to point out, Gene, that I'd get your thoughts on, and that is something that I like to think about that Frederick Bastiat, the French economist, 19th century economist, said, and I'm going to paraphrase him just a tiny bit. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. Now, Gene,
that's right.
When somebody in Sheboygan can do business with somebody in Shanghai, they're not going to hate each other.
You're absolutely right, and you know, and I think the internet, communications, technology, and really our own education has improved so much, Jim, over the past, you know, decades, 20, 30 years. I think there will be a lot of opportunities for small business owners to say, look, I don't have to open up a shop in, you know, Nairobi or move to Nigeria, but there might be some Nigerian business people that I can strike relationships with, and, you know, and maybe get some revenues by helping them consult and helping them grow their business as well. And because of the technology available today, the communications that are around right now, I see business owners looking to expand in those areas and looking for revenue opportunities.
And what we've got to do, and at the risk of sounding political, Gene, this is where small business owners – see, I've been saying a long time, Gene, if small business owners could just get organized, we could rule the world. And the reason I think that's a good thing is because what's good for small business is good for the world. And if small businesses could connect like what you're saying, like you're recommending, and like I think is possible, we can influence politics, and we can get politicians to start paying attention more to Main Street and a little less to Wall Street. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. Right now, though, the groups that are, you know, kind of collectively for small business, like the National Federation of Independent Business, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce,
small business and entrepreneurship
organizations, the Entrepreneurship Council. There are a lot of different groups that represent small businesses. Sometimes they tend to lean a little bit more politically than I think you and I would like. But I think they're all out for the same thing. They're all out for what benefits.
But they're focusing on what small business. If they lean anywhere, Gene, they lean the way their members want them to lean.
That's
which is basically free market capitalism. And I mean that's just all there is to it. I'm gonna take a quick break. Right back with Gene Marks. We're gonna ask Gene to give us some business advice after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. By the way, his new book just out for 2011 is the updated version. In God We Trust. Everyone else pays cash.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.